Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to join my colleagues in welcoming the distinguished delegation from Armenia this morning. I would like also to commend the State Party on its efforts and commitments in improving the healthcare system and ensuring adequate health services for girls and women. Armenia has a national legal framework providing universal access to mental health care services, which is based on the Constitution of Armenia and the Law of the Republic of Armenia on Human Reproductive Health and Reproductive Rights. But family planning needs remain unmet. The high cost and lack of access to family planning services, specifically in rural areas, deprive women of the right to access such services. The state does not ensure the availability of contraceptives and free access to family planning services and methods. Though abortion is legal up to 12 weeks of pregnancy, but abortion rate remains high, 15.2 per 1,000 women in fertile age. According to data from the Ministry of Health, maternal mortality ratio, which is death per 100,000 live births, in Armenia was 19.3 in 2020, which was lower than it was in 2018 and 2019. Maternal mortality ratio in Armenia is similar to other countries in the region, but still higher compared to European Union countries. Please provide us with information on measures taken by State Party to ensure women access to adequate and effective medical services, specifically maternal planning services, and ensure a dedicated budget line in the state budget regarding family planning. As I mentioned, in Armenia, abortion is legal up to 12 weeks of pregnancy, but after the 12 weeks, it is legal in specific cases. Do these cases include pregnancies as a result of rape, incest, and case of threat to the mother's life or well-being, and in cases of severe fetal abnormalities? If not, can you please inform us if these cases will be an exception of the 12-week limit? Professional knowledge of health workers is crucial to guarantee the adequate provision of services without discrimination. Please inform us about training programs to ensure best health practices. Will the State Party conduct mapping of regions with shortage of medical specialties, such as neonatologists and anesthesiologists, and take measures to ensure availability of all necessary specialists in all regions of the country? Regarding accessibility of medical services for women with disability, it remains problematic, especially reproductive health services. This is due to several discrimination practices, such as the inaccessibility of medical services, inadequate training of medical personnel, and stereotypic or inappropriate treatment. State Party took several measures to support women with disabilities, such as the decision of the government, such as the 1717N in 2006, where persons with disability enjoy the privilege of obtaining medical medicine free of charge, or at least enjoy the privilege of purchasing medicines at 50% discount. But unfortunately, people with disabilities problems remain unsolved. Can you provide us with information on efforts done to increase the professional knowledge of health workers to guarantee the adequate provision of health services to people with disability without discrimination? What measures are taken to ensure the accessibility to health centers and relevant services for women with disability? Now, the Ministry of Health included HIV/AIDS in the list of diseases requiring free and urgent medical care guaranteed by the state. It is also reported by the Global Validation Advisory Committee of the WHO in 2016 that there is a significant progress in prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, as it has been eliminated. During the UN General Assembly high-level meeting in HIV/AIDS in 2016, Armenia has been awarded with a certificate by the Director General of the World Health Organization. Despite progress in many aspects of the services provided for HIV patients, women continue to be disproportionately affected by HIV. One of the reasons of discriminatory treatment against people living with HIV in general is insufficient level of awareness. Can you please provide us with details about measures taken by state party to build awareness and eliminate any discrimination or stereotypes against women victims of HIV? Is there any programs available to train health practitioners, educators, and social workers on how to help and support victims of HIV and their families and direct them to the right channels and medical services? Finally, can you provide us with information on efforts done to help women suffering from mental health and drug abuse? And do they have access to treatment and quality support services? Thank you very much.